I'm speaking with Chillicothe City Administrator Ike Holland. Ike, I'm speaking to you about the auction that you have coming up on June 20th, I believe. Can you just give me some general information about the auction as to what kind of items will be there and who's all invited?
It's open to the public, first of all. It'll be at the former hospital, Hedrick Medical Center. We'll start at 8 o'clock. We'll have a professional auctioneer, and we're going to be selling everything that was left behind that is property of the city. So that includes office furniture, we have hospital beds, we have tools, we have building materials such as paint and caulking and different things like that. Light bulbs. We have anything to do with bathrooms, all those type of fixtures. We're going to sell the chillers and air conditioning units that are in the building. So some of the things. Also, we have some furniture and appliances from some of the houses that were part of the property. So it's a nice variety of anything that you can associate with a building. It will be for sale. And then, when we have the demolition of the building, then a lot of those items that can be sold for scrap, such as copper and wiring and those things, those will be part of the demolition, and the doors and such like that. But in general, if there, if there's an assisted living facility and or any kind of business, or even at homes, file cabinets, bookshelves. Telephones, computer accessories, mirrors, all those type of things. So it's a big variety. And then also that day we will also be selling a conveyor belt, a wheelchair assist, a lift, some other things out at the former correctional center will also be listed to sell that day too.
All right, and Ike, as far as you selling the items, what will the proceeds from the items go to? Will that come back into the city? Will it help fund education? What do you plan on doing with the funds that it brings in?
These funds will go back into the general fund, and the council has approved through our workshop on the budget that any money that I save or earn through the demolition of the hospital will go towards equipment. So it will be new trucks, new dump trucks, maybe a street sweeper, those type of things that, are part of our transportation plan.